Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2019 at Riverside High School. And we're going to start today with...
Eli Peterson.
Okay. Eli, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Amy Peterson, my dad is Tim Peterson, and I have two sisters, Abby and Cassie.
Okay. Younger sisters, older sisters?
Abby is younger, Cassie is older.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I liked math. Physics is one of my favorites class. I also enjoy shop classes and ag.
Okay, well, a little variety there. Do you like a challenge?
Yeah.
Physics, that type of stuff. Has that always kind of come easy for you, or have you had to work hard at it?
It comes fairly easy, okay. I guess.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about teachers. What teachers, let's say 10 years from now at a class reunion, getting together with some of your buddies you haven't seen for a while, what teachers might you be talking about?
Oliver, definitely. Mr. Conover, Casey, Claussen, Johansson, Roten.
Just about all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone that stands out for you?
Those ones.
You're going to make this tough on me today, aren't you? Why? Why are they some of your favorites?
Oliver, he just gets to know you, and he's fun to be around. Mr. Conover, he's the physics teacher, and I enjoy him as a teacher. Roten, he was the ag teacher my freshman year, and I had a fun class with him.
Sure. Do you enjoy the ag classes then a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's a little bit different type of classwork, though. You enjoy the variety you get there?
Yeah, I like the variety. I like the shop classes, working with the hands, and ag classes are always interesting because it's things I see.
You bet. Okay, well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has been keeping you busy?
Cross country, wrestling, track, FFA, 4-H.
A lot of stuff. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
My favorite sport is track. I like FFA, too. Okay.
Why?
Track I like because it's a fun team sport, fun team. FFA, we do a lot of fun stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah, and that's the non-traditional kind of classroom atmosphere. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's talk about achievements then. Is there anything that you're going to look back on from high school that you're going to be most proud of you were able to achieve?
I got an academic achievement for FFA. I got letters for sports, but that's not huge, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, very good. Well, let's talk about the future. Where will you be this fall?
Southeast Community College. Okay. In Milford, Nebraska.
Okay. And why did you choose that school?
They have the programs that I was looking at.
Okay. What programs?
John Deere Tech.
Oh, okay. So do you want to get into that type of field then back here close to home, or are you looking to maybe spread your wings a little bit?
No, I'm moving to Elwood, Nebraska. It's about 4 hours from here. It's where my other family lives.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What would you tell them that they should know before they get started with their high school years?
I don't know. Freshman year, everyone kind of doesn't take it as seriously as I never took it as seriously as I probably should have, and that'll affect you later on, and you'll look back on your grades and be like, well, it kind of sucked.
Get off to a decent start.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eli, thank you very much. Congratulations to you. Best of luck. All right. Who's next?
Ryan Sani.
All right, Ryan, tell me about your family.
My dad is Gene Sani, my mom's Sherry Sani, and I have a younger sister, McCartney Sani.
Okay, who's your favorite sister?
McCartney.
Oh, that's a good answer. Talk a little bit about classwork then. What did you like?
I liked my anatomy classes and my math classes.
Why?
I just like being hands-on, and I want to go into nursing someday, so the anatomy was really fun.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? So who'd you enjoy?
Casey Conover, Mrs. Vogel, and I loved my band and choir classes, so Miss Brandon and Miss Burns.
Now that's two students I've talked to so far, and neither one of them has narrowed it down to one. Does that mean you guys just have a good group of teachers here?
Oh yeah, there's lots of great ones.
Okay. Talk a little bit about those teachers and what makes them different.
The anatomy class was a hands-on college prep one, so it helps you realize what a real college professor is going to be like in your future life, so you never know what you have to do on your own and what you have to learn from them. And band and choir, they just taught a subject I really liked, so they helped me go, and I'd like to do college and choir, so in college, so let's see how it goes.
Okay, so it was good prep work is what it was. Very good. What about extracurricular activities for you? What have you been involved in?
I did band, choir, volleyball, dance team, track, soccer, softball, jazz band, jazz choir, NHS, student council, everything under the sun.
Yeah, you pretty much did, didn't you? Did you set out when you started high school to be busy? Did you want to get involved?
I didn't think, I want to be in everything, but you got to try everything once, and if you don't like it, then you can stop, but you got to try it.
And obviously you liked it, so you kept going with everything.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Probably volleyball. That's my top one.
Okay. Well, now a lot of those things you talked about, too, were things that involve leadership with student council, mm-hmm. things like that. Do you see yourself as a leader?
I do. I like to lead the way and kind of be bossy.
Okay. Do you have a plan then for down the road? You have a plan this fall? Where will you be?
I'll be at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion.
Okay. Why'd you choose USD?
They offer in-state tuition and they had a nursing program.
Okay. Oh, you have been looking at this ahead of time then. So you want to get into nursing?
Mm-hmm. I want to be a pediatric nurse someday.
Okay. Why? Is there something or someone who kind of turned you on to that?
Well, I thought at first like helping kids, like teaching, brightening their day every day. And then I thought like helping them more like in the hospital setting and just like making the bad doctor visit a little more fun.
Well, it's tough sometimes working with children, but it can be very rewarding, I assume, too.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. What about achievements for you? Anything that's going to stand out for you?
I'm NHS vice president. I'm the valedictorian. I got 4 years of Division I choir solos. Lots of just extracurricular things.
Have they all come easy for you? I mean, it's easy to just say, she's a star, and that's just the way it is, and everything came easy. Does it come easy, or have you had to work hard?
The valedictorian, I had to work hard for that one. I took some harder classes, and those are harder to get A's in, which makes you work a lot harder than if you could have just taken PE every year or something easy like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talk to these eighth graders. What should they know before they get ready to start their high school years?
Always be involved in something. If you're involved, then you have to keep your grades up, and it just helps you look for the future.
How did I know she was going to say always be involved in things? Very good. Well, Ryan, thank you very much. Good luck to you down the road. And next we have?
Jill Blakely.
Okay. Jill, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Teresa Allgood. Jason Moeller's my dad. And then two older brothers, Austin and Eric, and a younger brother, Robert.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you get some advice from older brothers and give some advice to younger brother, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Which goes over better?
Probably the advice to the younger brother.
Really? Mm-hmm. I just figured he wouldn't even listen. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed art the most. I've really been into the artsy feeling since freshman year, and mm-hmm. that's kind of one thing I've been most involved in.
Okay. Is that something you've always had a passion for, or was there something that opened your eyes to that?
Not really, actually. I was looking more into medical, kind of coming into high school, and I never really thought about going into art until probably last year mm-hmm. when I got really involved in everything and I figured out I was actually really good at art.
Have you always been creative?
A little bit. I try to think outside the box when I can because it just kind of shows my creative side, but I think I usually get it from my mom.
Do you have a particular medium that you like to practice in?
Clay's a really good one. It's really fun to work with, kind of easy, just depends on what you're doing. But otherwise, drawing. Drawing's a lot of fun. There's so many things that you can do with drawing.
Sure. Well, let's talk about teachers. Any teachers that are going to be favorites of yours as you get ready to leave high school?
My senior year, I had Miss Rowan. She was a really good fashions teacher, and she gave me a lot of advice. But huge shout out to Miss Pirro because I probably wouldn't be going into art if it weren't for her. So,
why?
I was her TA last semester, and over the 4 years we really got close, and she became a big role model to me, and she's really helped me a lot throughout the 4 years. So.
Okay, very good. I sense you're going to keep in touch after high school.
Yeah, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping. I'm only 25 minutes away, so
okay.
I'm hoping.
Well, very good. What about accomplishments and extracurricular activities and things? What have you been involved in?
I've been involved in football cheerleading, volleyball, basketball cheerleading, basketball, soccer, golf, softball, pretty much all the sports.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite?
Definitely volleyball. It's the one I did all 4 years, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. What about achievements? Do you have anything that you're particularly going to be most proud of?
Definitely my art abilities. Over the past 4 years, I've gotten 5 medals on different variety of projects, and I've had a lot of fun doing that, so it's definitely one thing.
Yeah. Well, good. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I will be at Iowa Western Community College, just in Council Bluffs, about a half hour away, on a Promise scholarship.
Okay. So. Why Iowa Western?
It gives me a good head start on what I want to do, and if I always want to change my mind, I can go back. I got a Promise, Potawatomi Promise scholarship from Iowa Western, so it's a full ride, $34,000 scholarship. So it really gives me a good head start on what I want to do, and then gives me a chance to figure out where I want to transfer afterwards.
Wow, that's huge. Can you talk a little bit about what that scholarship is about?
It's for kids who qualify for it, who qualify for financial aid, do well in school, and kind of other requirements. Sure. But it gives you free meals, full housing in the suites. It gives you free classes, books, and really hands-on, and gives you mentors. And the staff at Iowa Western is really able to work with you on kind of different things and helping you for when you transfer later on.
Wow. So listen up, parents and students out there. There are opportunities like that that are terrific, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. And if you're really able to apply for it, do it. It's worth it. And at first I wasn't really wanting to, but I'm really glad I did because I have a good opportunity next year. So.
Well, good. Good for you. Talk a little bit about the future then down the road. Give these eighth graders some advice. What should they know? What do you think that they need to know before they start high school?
Definitely don't waste time and take every second to your advantage, because they always told you that high school goes fast, and they weren't lying. It goes by so fast. I thought, like, I just started freshman year and we're already graduating, and it's insane. So definitely don't procrastinate. Just do what you can when you can all the time.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I guess I never asked you about the future, but with all the love that you've had for the arts and things here in high school, do you think that might be a part of your career somewhere down the road?
Yeah, I'm definitely wanting to go into art therapy. I wanted to go into medical at first, but then it just wasn't for me, and then thought about art, so combined the two a little bit, and I've decided to go into art therapy.
Oh, very good. Got a plan. Well, good. Good for you. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, very good. That's Eli, Jill, and Ryan. They are some of the tops of the class of 2019 at Riverside High School.